when I preach, those of you who regularly, you know that I move lots of my hands. Please don't be distracted. It is not mine. It is borrowed from Dr. Alex because I ran out of battery. Gosh, Alex, I feel almost that half a kilo weight has increased on me. Thank you. Wonderful preparation, Becky, of the crib. And lot of the time, oh, sorry, you are, people are saying something. Please.
Hold up your boxes now. Okay, so if you can see.
Hello, sorry for that. Breathe mentally. We're just talking about our workshop because I won't touch that now. We did a workshop on Advent last Sunday, and we do it in the old church school, and we did many different things. And what you can see there is a very special gift the children made that will go on their Christmas tree, and it is to remember something very special. So, Grace, would you like to come here? Can you tell us who this gift is to?
To whoever wants it.
Very good. Joel, who's the gift from? You're tall enough, aren't you? I'll just move it down.
With lots of love from God.
And Lily, is it? Lily, what is this very special gift? Or what is the promise in the Bible?
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
So we thought of that very, very special gift that we can remember at Christmas time. We also made some chocolate mangers with jelly baby Jesuses. And I don't know biblically how we stand, but I'm afraid those have been consumed. So that's their boxes to hang on their tree. Thank you very much.
Father, bless you. Well, I was talking that earlier part of the service, I heard a number of times mentioned the word Christmas. And when we talk about the manger, Becky and you people prepared beautifully. I felt actually very heart-touching that when putting those, those pieces there. Christmas. My young people, how many of you like or love or enjoy Christmas? Well, why not? How many of you enjoy Christmas? Let's see. Wonderful. Well, I do love Christmas too. But as Becky already reminded us, I want to remind it again in different words, that the Christmas in few days' time, we are going to celebrate. Your parents did celebrate that Christmas. Your grandparents did celebrate. Their grandparents used to celebrate. Their grandparents used to celebrate. So generation after generation, this Christmas, as Becky mentioned to us, for 2,000 plus years, been celebrated. And as Becky focused, that the word Advent, those calendars, is coming. So the other name for the Christmas is really a Christ, or celebrating Christ's first coming. So when you celebrate the Christmas, as Becky said, that remember that you are celebrating Christ Jesus' first coming. Now then, now begins the exciting part. Did you know that there is going to be another Christmas as well? Not the Christmas we celebrate. Of course, that comes year after year. But one day, there is going to be another Christmas. Oh, even adults look a bit puzzled that what that Christmas is. Remember the word coming. First Christmas we celebrate, the Christmas we celebrate is Christ's first coming. But the Bible says that Jesus is going to come the second time. Perhaps the better name would be, we call it, Second Christmas. Second Christmas is going to be as well. And the Bible teaches that that Christmas boy is going to be just absolutely fantastic. Much glamorous, much greater than the Christmas now we celebrate. And you, my young people, what I read in the Bible, that even more wonderful some gifts. Oh, look at these faces. How many of you would like to celebrate that Christmas, the second Christmas I look forward to? How many of you would like to, and doesn't mean only young people, all the young, old, whatever age, that those of you who would like to celebrate the second Christmas or the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ? Well, some of you are a bit unsure, not to worry. No, my kids, here comes the price tag. That if you want to be part of those celebrations of the second Christmas, you need to hear carefully what I am going to tell. Is that okay? You will be. And what about you of my age? Will you be hearing, listening as well? Well, they are, my kids, saying that they will be listening as well. So, brilliant. We are whole church going to listen. And can I say that this we started last Sunday. And as I have got young people that I'm talking with them, of course, that if you would like the fuller version of today's talk, then please do ask for the notes and I will be only too happy to provide. So today's part, what I am talking, is one of the most exciting thing of a Christian faith. Waiting for the second Christmas or second coming of Jesus Christ. Yep. But as I said to you, that you need to be listening to me carefully. Dr. Alex won't be very happy. I wanted to walk there, but he wants it to be recorded here. So I will stay here. That because this is a little bit difficult to understand. At schools, you do face a lot of difficult questions to solve, don't you? Brilliant. So this is a bit difficult. For that I said that you need to listen to me carefully so you can understand. Yeah? Because even those people, oldies like me, that those who have read many times the Bible, even they at times get confused that how that second Christmas is going to happen. I don't know if you noticed, but I did look when I asked that who want to celebrate. Some people were a little bit this way and going up because it easily gets confused. And the confusion comes because when we read in the Bible about that second Christmas, the second coming of Jesus, when we will celebrate, is because there is one word, and Bible says that there will be times, very difficult times, when the second coming or the second Christmas happens. But then the confusion comes because some Christians, they believe that before that difficult times come, we Christians, we will be already gone with Jesus where he wants us to be, so we can celebrate the second Christmas. Others think that, well, Jesus will actually come to take us right in the middle of those troubles time, so we can celebrate with him. And there are still others who believe that actually church will suffer as anybody else will suffer, the Christian like you and me. And then Jesus will come and take us, that we come out from that trouble period or trouble areas, and we celebrate the second Christmas with him. So that is where it gets confusing a little bit. Also, that at times, the Bible then says that when Jesus comes, it will be a time of peace. It will be just no normality in the life of human beings. And in other places, the Bible says that it will be actually a time when even, not only on this planet, but even on the other planets, there will be troubles and difficulties. So that is where things get confused. Let me tell you that how I believe it is going to happen. Would you like to know? That will it be that before those troublesome things happen, that we are gone already? We are celebrating with Jesus somewhere. Wouldn't it be a good idea? Yeah? Well, that lot of the time when church people talk about his second Christmas or second coming, they start with the second coming. But it should be actually started with the Easter. Yeah? His second Christmas should start with the Easter. Yeah? What do we get at Easter? Come again. What do you get at Christmas? Easter?
Chocolate.
Yeah, Easter eggs, isn't it? That reminds. That is from where it should start. Why? Because before the event of the cross, Bible divided human beings in two groups. One chosen race, we call them Jews, and the rest of the world. But when Jesus died, rose again from the dead, and went back to heaven, there became a third group of people as well. And when Jesus sent his disciples to the world, he said that, you know, that before his crucifixion, that go to two different people, to the Jews and to the others. But after his rising again, his followers started talking, and I will just give, read just one little passage, just to save a little bit of time. And that is, Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, "Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, one group, or the Greeks, the two group, or the church of God." So suddenly, instead of two, there became three groups of people in the world. The Jews, rest of the human beings, and then from those two, the church of Christ, those who believe and trust in Jesus. Now, when we talk about Jesus coming, one need to, when reading the Bible, to look these three things. Is Jesus coming to take his church? Is Jesus coming to rescue the Jews? Or is he coming to judge the world? Well, my own understanding from the Bible is that Jesus will first come to take his church home, so we will be out from those troublesome places and will be celebrating with him. And now I have got plenty to say, but those of you who want to know more, get my notes. But let me sum up that how it will happen, all that. We begin with the cross of Jesus. Jesus rose again, and the third humanity was born, the church or the Christian. Then begins the church age. We are now in the church age. And one day the church will be taken from this world, and all those who believe belong to Jesus, they will be presented before his throne of judgment, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Judgment, but our judgment, of course, was completed upon the cross. When we stand before his throne, judgment seat, that is to claim the crown of glory. What I was saying, that the gifts that time will be even much, much better than what we receive today. The church goes, and then those difficult periods in the world begin, because the Bible says that the world is not as such a troublesome place today, because God's Spirit is present in the world, and God's Spirit functions or operates through the Church of Christ. So then, after the during that difficult period, Jesus will come and he will then judge the world. All the people that who sleep now in the dust, they all will be rising again. All will be presented before the throne of God to be judged. But what a wonderful joy we Christians have that before that happens, we will be already celebrating with Jesus. Once again, those of you who want to be part of that celebration, well, it is very easy to be part of that celebration. We just believe and trust in Jesus, and we qualify to be part of that celebration. May God give us the grace to put our faith in Jesus. Amen.